We are learning Masechtas Baal Basra, Daf Tzadik Hei Amad Aleph, and we are beginning from the two dots, the middle of Daf Tzadik Hei Amad Aleph. The first word of the Lord is Mekan, the two dots, the Martev Shel Yayin. It said in the Mishnah that if someone buys a Martev Shel Yayin, a whole cellar full of wine, he's Mekabel Eser Koisis Sois Lameya. He's Mekabel 10 Shvacher, like ten bottles of wine, 10 barrels of wine, out of the 100 could be koisisois, it's called yayin ra, which is yayin that's starting to sour. It's still warm, but starting to sour. So you can mekabel 10% you can get that will be yayin ra. So Mara's a question like this. Hey chidami, what is the case? When you made up to buy this wine, what do you say? Either omale martef shal yayin stam. If you said I'm buying of martef, a seller of wine, kasha, it's shva. Idomli martev zeh shel yayin, this martev, it's also kasha. And idomli martev zeh, we're asking the word yayin, it's also kasha. We're saying either way, one of these three things are shver, it's kasha. Why? The talent and the brisa. If someone says, when it comes to buy wine, martev shel yayin ani moichelach, I want to buy a martev shel yayin, noisim lo yayin shekul yofa. You have to give him wine that's kul yofa, because he said, I want a martev shel yayin. And the brisa sounds like it's saying, if I say I want a martev shel yayin, you have to give a wine that's kula yafa. Wine is something that's expensive. You can't just give 10 barrels that are souring. I said martev shel yayin, I want martev shel yayin. If you say martev zeh shel yayin nimay chilach, if I said I want this martev, so as long as it's called wine, that's enough. No, it's like yayin hanimkur b'chanos. Yayin that's sold in chanos. It probably means like a liquor store or a chanos that sells liquor and wine. So there, it could be even wine that's starting to sour. Even wine that's starting to sour,
why?
We don't know yet. You could sell even wine that, he said, the difference in the first case, it says Martev Zesh Yayin, it says this Martev. So as long as it's called wine, and he said he wants specifically this Martev, so even if the wine is starting to sour, and all 100 barrels starting to sour, you could give him that. As long as it's called wine, it's fine. Yayin Nimkar B'Chanos is wine that is sold to drink right now, not to age. And in a few days it'll be sour, but it's yayin that is sold in the wine store. And since it's called wine, you give him that. And martev zeh, you didn't specify wine, you said martev zeh. This martev, we're calling a martev a cellar, it means a place where they store wine. Martev zeh, ani moichelach, afilu kule chaymitz, even if it's all vinegar higiyoy, then it's a good sale. So the question is, what do you say in our Mishnah? Because it says in this price, if you said martev shal yayin, then the halach is, you got to give full wine. Martev zeh shal yayin, I give it all yayin raw. And martev zeh, without saying the word yayin, I give chaymitz. So what exactly is the case of our Mishnah that says that's 10%? So the Gemara answers, la'olam da'omli martev shal yayin, stam, like the ratio of the brisa. And the question was that our Mishnah says you could still give 10% yayin raw. And here it says that you have to give kulo yafa, so it doesn't stim. So somewhere it says, we'll make a chasuri mechsura type of idea. V'toni b'reisha de b'raisa, u'mekabel alav, esse kaisos lemeya. So you'll read the b'raisa like this, that's martev shal yayin yimaychloch, you get nicely yayin shkula yafa, but you mekabel 10% yayin ra. That's you have to do a little surgery on the b'raisa here, and fix up the b'raisa. Now our mishnah will be like the b'raisa. But the Gemara says, is that true? U'v'stam mi mekabel, you tell me by stam, you mekabel 10% yayin kaisosos? Va'atani Rav Chia, hamoicha chavis yayin lechaveiru, just one chavis. Noislo yayin shkula yafa. You have to give yayin shkula yafa. So you see, by stam, without specifying zeh, the loch is, it has to be kula yafa. It can't be 10% kaisesos, because you see here, hamoicha chavis yayin lechaveiru, noislo yayin shkula yafa. The Gemara answers, that's not a dimyan, because shani chavis the kulu chad chamruhu. It's all one barrel of wine. So there, you can't have. If you can't have, like, if you look at the Ben Gershom, he says, well, hecha the isra of a miksas, isra's not mikula. You can't have, if part of it is going bad, it means the whole thing is like it's souring. That's not a raya. Maybe if you have 100 barrels, so 10% of the barrels could be yayin raw. But one chavis, to say 10% of one chavis is bad, is like saying the whole thing is bad. Because once there's something sour in the same barrel, it's not a dimyan. It's not a dimyan. So that wasn't a kasha. But now it was not a kasha from Rav Zvid. But Tani Rav Zvid, Vera Vaishya, Rav Zvid brought down a brayse of the Rebbe Rishya. It says like this: Martev shal yayin ani moichelach, noyis lo yayin shekula yafa. So let's we have to concentrate just all these different shitas. We had the brisa clearly. There was martev shel yain, martev zeh shel yain, and we had the case of martev zeh. And we said what the brisa says, and we had a problem that our mishnah says a fourth option. So he said the mishnah is talking about the case of martev shel yain, and we have to do a chsurim echsh in the brisa. The problem is you have a brisa like this: martev shel yain imay chelach, noisin lo yain shekula yafa. Says martev shel yain, you have to get kula yafa. Martev zeh shel yain imay chelach. So look at Rabbi Zvid here. He says the second case of Marshal Yain is the case that you have 10% Esek Kaisis Lameya. And the Gemara says, Vizehu Oitzu Shonacham Mishenu. Maybe it's part of the Bryce even. Vizehu Oitzu Shonacham Mishenu. And that is the case of our Mishnah. So what are we saying now? The case of our Mishnah is Martev Zeh Shal Yain and you Makabal 10%. The problem was that we have a brisa before that says that martev zeh shel yain, you give kula yain and nukav chanos. Everything could be yain ra. And now we have 10%. It says over here 10%, and this is pshat mishnah 10%. So now it's shvar. Elamas nisim nami de omar loy zeh, but kasha zeh zeh. The mishnah is talking about, he said zeh, it's a very good shmak, but it's still kasha zeh zeh, because you have a brisa before that says when you say zeh, you give kula yain ra. So you have a stir. Like Hasha, Hod Omlele Mikveh, Hod Loy Omlele Mikveh. Mikveh means that I'm speaking out that I want good wine. Mikveh means wine that I could keep for a long time. I want to use it for a very long time to put into my food and to put the difference has to last a long time. So then, once you say the Mikveh, so then it's you have to have more Yayin Yafa, which means the Mara's Tarets is like this. Hod Omlele Mikveh, Lele Mikveh. The Razvid, the case of Razvid that says that it's only 10% could be kaisesized omle le mikveh. Braisa, the first braisa, the loyom omle le mikveh, you didn't say mikveh, and therefore the halach is you could do all yayin im kachanos, because he said zeh. So that's the chilik. We have here martav shayin stam, so far we said we're going to have to go back to that, what the halach is there. We have martav zeh shal yayin. We have a braisa that says martav zeh shal yayin. What's the halacha? Kuloi nimka b'chanos. Then you have our Mishnah and Rav Zudah says matzah shel yain is 10%. Teretz is by 10%. The case he said le mikveh. Since he said mikveh, so you have to have more wine. That's the case. And in the case of martiv zeh, that's kulei chayim. It's he didn't say mikveh or yain like the Rishon speaks out. He didn't say anything. So now the Gemara gives a hilkach. Hilkach comes after Rav Zudah. Martiv shel yain. If it's matzah yain, ain't selam mikveh. So here, this has all amilus. He didn't say zeh, and you selam mikveh. So martav shel yain, v'omaleila mikveh, no yisla yain shkul yafa. You have to give yain shkul yafa. Martav zeh shel yain, he said zeh shel yain, which makes it less of a quality. But v'omaleila mikveh, no yisla yain shkul yafa, v'makabel v'esekaisa yislamaya. Martav zeh shel yain, v'omaleila mikveh, which is like the first price, no yisla yain nimke b'chanos. That's what comes out. The Gemara makes it very nice for us. It's actually chart worthy, this Gemara, but I don't know if the Gemaras give charts, but this is the way it is. This is the three things. So we're not finished figuring out all the cases yet, but just as the Chaz over, we have here a case where you say Martiv Zeh Shal Yayin, that it means I'm saying is that it sounds like I'm saying Zeh, whatever this is. So that would give you lower quality. So Enchanav, you don't say the word Mikveh, so then you get all the Yayin Ra, Yayin Mekhanos. But once you add out the word Mikveh, so then the halacha is that it's only 10% Yayin Ra. And if you say Martav Shal Yayin and Mikveh, then you get Kula Yafa.
What's the reason that? Yeah. I don't know yet why.
What?
Does that mean that the son can get less?
100%. Because I said this thing. This, I didn't say I want Stam wine. I said this building. So this cellar, whatever it's called. I don't know what they call the Martav in the art school. But like I'm saying this cellar. So whatever this, I'm taking. Did I know this cellar had any sour wine? Did I know that when I said this cellar?
I don't know.
Well, you don't know exactly. So when you say this seller, you're taking a chance. You know, you tell the guy, look, I'm a good customer. I'm buying right now. This, I'm taking this seller, whatever it is. So then you give him whatever it is. When you say this seller, you know you're risking the thing. That it's not a perfect wine. Yeah.
Why is one case that you only get
10%? If you spoke out lemikveh, so then it means...
No.
There was a stira. The three cases are different. One's martav shayayin, one's martav zeh shayayin, one's martav zeh. You didn't say the word yayin. Then I give you chometz, I give vinegar. I give you vinegar then. But once you say zeh, you're ready, you're limiting yourself. How do they attach martav to? A seller, yeah, okay. So, boy lahu, the shayla is like this. Martev shel yayin v'li'omale l'mikva mai. So now we have a question. What happens if you say martev shel yayin? You didn't say that. So you want high quality. But you didn't say the word mikveh. That's the shayla. It's a martev shel yayin. So what's the halacha there? What's the halacha of the martev shel yayin? So really, it's really telling the Braisa and Rav Zvid, really. That's really what it's telling, because Rav Zvid was just mechadish. You have to say the word mikveh, and the Braisa didn't say that. That's really what the Gemara says. Let's see what the Gemara says. So boyalu, martev shel yayin v'li'omale l'mikveh mai. So it's a machlokes. Pligi bar Rav Acha v'Ravina. Chad of a makabel. One says that you makabel 10%. That's no good. The chamel makabel. He says you don't makabel. Man the Oma makabel. The one who says that you are makabel 10%. When you say you don't say the word mikveh, daik mid Rav Zvid. He makes a dig from Rav Zvid's all his rules and his halachas. Why? Rav Zvid's brisa. The Ketani in his brisa says. Martiv shayayin ani moichelach nois lo yayin shkul yafa. And how do we zet sign Rav Zvid's brisa? So remember, the second case of Rav Zvid's brisa says martiv zet shayayin, you take 10% bad. And the problem was that was a stira. So what do we say? Rav Zvid's talking about a case of mikveh. It went 10%. So the ratio says martiv shayayin kul yafa. They're also talking about mikveh. It's meduyik that we zet sign that brisa by mikveh. But kim no dom le mikveh. Tai ma dom le mikveh. Holoyam le mikveh makavel.
If you didn't. Huh?
If you say the word mikveh,
yeah.
So there, then it would be a problem because then it would be wine. You can't say it can't be the mikveh. So you want to be right. That's not consistent anyway. Okay, it's a good tie, no? But lemaisa, that the Rashbam speaks out clearly that if you say the mikveh, then it would be good. That's a good tie, no? But lemaisa, I guess it starts off like that. So we want to say when you say the word yayin, you say yayin lemikveh. I guess that's why. We're not saying any word yayin, then it wouldn't be a tie, no? So we're saying over here that fear of his vid, it sounds to went dafka mikveh. But if you didn't say mikveh, loy mikav, you didn't say mikveh, then you're not. Then if you didn't say the mikveh, so then you are mikavel 10% if you didn't say mikveh. So that's mandiyama. Mandiyama loy mikavel, one mandiyama says the martiv shel yayin, you're not mikavel 10%. But he says, even if you don't say the word mikveh, you get 100% wine. Daik mebraisa, the ktani, martiv shel yayin, yimaychaloch, noish le yayin shkul yafa. The first braisa, we say, the merit of shayin yimaychloch gets yayin shkul yafa va'akimna, and when that's dying, the loy amale lemikveh that you didn't was that dying that you didn't say the word lemikveh. That's what we said. You didn't not say the because in the second case of the brisa you get yayin anunka b'chanos. So obviously you didn't say mikveh. I didn't say mikveh. So therefore it's a raya from that brisa because that brisa went without the word mikveh because the second case is yayin anunka b'chanos and the first case is yikul yafa. So therefore, that's the machlekes. You should daik Rav Zvid's brisa or the first brisa. So Gemara says this is a machlekes of this. So what does one do to the other one? Well, the man the daik with Rav Zvid, the one who daik Rav Zvid, they need the word mikveh, matzah shayin, kasha brisa, the brisa shver. So he says, no, you learn the brisa like this. Chasuri mechser v'achtoni, memed varam amurim. When do we say that you get kula yafa the amalei le mikveh when you say the mikveh? Even though it doesn't say in this brisa. Then you makabel 10%. And then the brisa goes further, martiv zeh shel yayin v'loy omalei l'mikveh, nos l'yayin nimka v'chanos. Which means he's saying is that, of course, the race is talking about l'mikveh. But then we have a medvar amurim, that when do we say that you get kul yafa by you say mikveh? If you don't say mikveh, it's 10%. And if you don't say mikveh and you say zeh, then you get yayin nimka v'chanos. Uleman, the daik v'braisa, kasha d'rav zvid, the one who daik from the braisa, has a kasha from Rav Zvid, the kimna the omalei lemikvah haloy omalei lemikvah mekabel. It's mashma. If you didn't say the mikvah, then you would be mekabel 10%. So no, no, no. He says who had in the afik of loy omalei lemikvah lemekabel. Even if you don't say lemikvah, he's also you have to give him kul yafa. But how the kimna the lemikvah is just from the kasha zazah stira in the middle case to the two brises. So we have to answer that. But you don't have to answer like that. Like Mordechai is saying, is really it's a riot from the safe like that. Also that it can't be such a case now. So that's what comes out over here. A machleik is a matzah shayin. The reason why it's a machleik is by matzah shayin is because on one hand you didn't say zeh, so that means you get kul yafa. On the other hand, you didn't say the mikveh, so maybe it's also right to get kul yafa. That's why it's a machleik is here. If that's enough or not, if that's enough or not, that's the machleik is over here. Lemais by matzah shayin, and that is all. These halachas very clear about the different cases of matzah. And Ad Kan this year on Daf Tzadik Hey. The next year will be on Daf Tzadik Vav.